Electronics.
Hello, is this Willie?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Sensei Doug. I'm next door at the karate store.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was wondering, look, whenever you walk by, you know, come in your store, you're just always looking at me. Can you just stop looking at me?
Are you kidding?
No, I mean, it's ridiculous. Well, it's just
okay, wait a second now.
I feel threatened.
Are you talking about, like, when I walk by your store?
Yeah, you're just looking at me.
I look inside your store?
Yeah, you're looking at me. You're, like, looking straight at me and giving me this look, like you want to fight or something. And, I mean, I'm not the type of person to come out and just fight people. I know karate. I know
hey,
I could kick
on,
your ass and everything.
Dude. Now, look.
But
I don't know where you got the idea that I'm looking at you. Okay?
But you're looking
but
at me all the time.
When I walk by there, I'm on my way somewhere else. I may look in through the door or something and just to see what's going on in there, but I'm not looking at anybody in particular.
Oh bullshit. You're
and
looking
if
at
you
me.
You walked out the door right now. I wouldn't even recognize you. I don't pay that much attention.
Oh, why are you always glaring at me then? You're just looking at me. Like, you're giving me this F-U look.
Well, I...
Just cut it out.
I have no idea why you would feel that way. Really.
I think when you walk by my place, maybe you should turn your back to the store and walk sideways.
I think you're full of crap.
Well,
now, who put you up to
no,
this?
No, you're the one that's doing this to me. I'm not full of crap.
I'm not doing anything to you, dude. I don't even know who you are.
Well, then
I have no idea who you are.
Well, do you just look at strangers like that?
I'm not looking at anything in particular.
Are you just like to start crap with everyone around you?
You know what? I haven't said a word to you. I don't know who you are.
I know. You don't say anything to me. You just look at me. Just give me that look. You just need to stop looking at me.
You know, if you want to walk out front so I can see who you are...
Oh, you know who I am.
I'll make absolutely sure that I never look at your ass again.
Oh, now you're going to curse at me. You know, I don't have a problem with...
I will never look at your bottom again.
I don't have a problem with anyone else on the street. You're the only one that's trying to start shit with me. Just looking at me every time.
I haven't tried to start shit with anybody. Now, you talk to Sensei Yaguchi, and you tell him you have a problem with me.
He told me I should call you.
You know, I'm still telling you, I don't even know who you are. I'm not looking at you.
You look at me every single time you walk by. You just, like, look right in the window and just stare me down like you're trying to intimidate
me. You know, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I'm not. That's not what I'm doing.
You are,
too. I
don't
even know who you are.
You are, too. And if you keep it up, I'm going to call the police. I don't even care anymore.
You know what? You better go ahead and do that.
Because I shouldn't have to feel threatened at my job.
I don't see why you should feel threatened. I don't know who you are. I would not recognize you if I passed you on the street.
You would, too, because you look at me every day when you walk by. You just look right in the window and give me this.
I don't walk by every day.
Every day that you do walk by, smartass.
Oh, now you're going to cuss at me, huh?
You just need to cut it out. Why don't you just cut it out? Why don't you just mind your own business?
You know what?
There's no reason our businesses can't coexist.
I'm not looking at you. I don't care what you do.
You look at me all the time.
I don't know who you are. I don't bear you any ill will. I don't know who you are. I don't even know where this comes from.
You're being passive-aggressive. That's what you're doing. you think, you know...
You know, you're really starting to sound like somebody put you up to this. It sounds like a joke to me.
Oh, it's a joke to you. It's not a joke to me, because I'm just trying to do my job here, and you're just coming in and trying to make problems for everyone.
I've never set foot in that building, ever.
You're walking up
not
to the
once.
Front, and you're just looking at
not
me.
Not once in 22 years that I've been here next to that building have I ever set foot inside.
Okay, fine. Every time you walk by in front, you're looking at me, and you're trying to just start problems with the people here.
I'm not trying to start problems with anybody.
And you don't want to start problems with people that know karate, okay?
That's exactly right. And I'm surprised that you couldn't figure that out.
Well, maybe you should figure it out and stop doing it. Stop doing what you're doing.
All right. Let me lay something on you, my friend.
Oh, go ahead.
You're telling me that I'm trying to start shit with you. And you're sounding like you want to come kick my ass.
No, I just want you to stop. Just cut it out.
Let me put something on you, okay?
Just stop.
I'm 66. I got a pacemaker and a bad leg. Now, you think I'm trying to start shit with anybody? What, are you nuts?
Well, that's why you're just being all passive-aggressive about it.
I don't even know what passive-aggressive means.
Well, you're obviously not that smart if you're trying to start problems with people at the karate place.
Yes, I'm not that smart, okay? I must be fucking stupid. That's what it is. So why don't you just leave the fucking retard alone?
Okay.
I'm done with you.
Well, stop doing what you're doing. Oh, my God.
That's electronics.
Oh, also, I forgot to ask. I need to get my flamethrower fixed. How much does that cost?
You know, if you're who I think you are, you're making a bad fucking mistake.
What are you...
No, 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 get out of my Wi-Fi. No, 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 stay out of our internet. No, 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 get out of my Wi-Fi. No, 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 stay out of our internet.
Hello, Brad?
Yo.
Why are you using our Wi-Fi?
We're watching HBO.
No, 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 no.
Yo.
No. Hello, Brad?
Yo. Can I get into the MLS database?
No.
Why not? I don't even know what that is.
No, 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 no.
Yo, yo.
Hello, Brad?
Yo.
Stay out of our internet. Get your own. We are done. Stay out of our internet. No.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Get out of my Wi-Fi.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Stay out of our internet.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Get out of my Wi-Fi.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Stay out of our internet.
Hello, Brad?
Yo.
Why are you using our Wi-Fi?
Yo. You're watching HBO.
This is the Snowplow Show, episode 847. You can thank the following people for this one: Mr. Lonely Goat, ASE Presents, Chaz the Tandem Stacker, Holden MJ, and Pranker Governor. They support us over on the Patreon. Thanks, you guys. Thanks, everybody else. Today, we're going to start the show with some pranks.
Barbers.
Hey, this is Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place.
Okay.
You know, over there in the middle?
Yeah.
The shopping center. Yeah, I'm the one that always walks by your place whenever I'm on my way to work, you know?
Uh-huh.
And you need to stop fucking looking at me like that.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Every time I walk by, you're in there giving me snake eyes and holding
Well, why don't you come over here and talk to me about it, then?
Because you're a little bit menacing, and I don't like it. You're always holding up scissors like you're out to get me. So you need to just cut that out, okay?
Well, I'm sorry that your little feelings are hurt, but I don't think that's true.
Oh, I think it
I
is.
Don't think you could, I don't think you can see through our windows.
Oh, I think I can, because I have ninja fucking eyes, sir.
Nice. Well, good luck with that.
Okay, well, why don't you stop being like that? You know, I'm just trying to go to work.
Well, good luck on you. I don't care.
Why don't you care?
Because. Why are you calling here and just talking shit, man?
Well, because you're not having respect for your fellow neighbors.
You don't even know who I am or who answered this phone.
Oh, yes, I do. You're that little twerp inside that probably doesn't even know karate.
You're probably right.
Yep. So why are you bothering somebody that knows karate? Are you stupid or something?
You called me.
Exactly.
Who's bothering who?
Well, yeah, but every time I walk by there, you're always in there looking at me and giving me snake eyes. So what's your problem?
Dude. First of all, have you even been to this shop? You can't see through these fucking windows.
No,
Second of all, I've
walked by.
I don't care about you and your karate and your little feelings being hurt. I don't care.
Why are you calling my feelings little? Like you're trying to belittle my feelings. That's not
Dude,
cool.
I got shit to do.
No,
have fun with your ego.
No, you don't.
I'll talk to you later.
You're just hanging out in there all day looking at people. Ah, crud. It looks like he's right. I wouldn't have been able to see in those windows. They're all blackened or mirrored or something. That is, if I didn't have ninja eyes. But it looks like not all the places in the shopping center are like that. Such as this ice cream and yogurt place right next to the barber shop. Ah, and they're not open, but maybe they're there. Let's try anyway.
The Magic Jack customer you have called is unavailable to take your
call. What kind of business uses a Magic Jack to run their phone lines? They're not even open right now, but they open in 1 hour. I was hoping they'd be there. So we're supposed to have a nails place. Oh, wait a minute. I think I have the phone number of the landlord of everybody. You know, one of those for lease signs out front, out in the grass.
This is Emily.
Hey, Emily. This is Roy from the barbershop. The barbershop.
Hi.
I rent that space from you, you know.
Okay.
And I've been digging a staircase down to underneath our barbershop, you know.
Okay. You know what? I actually might get you over to West. I don't know about it.
So, oh, okay.
let me get you over to him.
Okay, all right. Did she say over to West or to West? I don't know.
You've reached West with Nationwide. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Wes. I work over here at the barbershop in the shopping center on South. And I just had a question because we were digging underneath our property and we dug a hole down into the floor and we found the space down there. You know, there's like tunnels and a basement area. And I don't know if we're allowed to access that since it doesn't look like anyone else is down here. So we're going to dig out the entire area underneath our store, just so we have more square footage. And I had a question about it. Okay. Give me a call back. Thank you. Oh yeah. My number is 8262. Thanks, honey. His name actually was West. He said, not Wes. I want to do an entire show of that though. I want to call up the landlord of these shopping center businesses and say wacky things to him. I've been wanting to do that for years, but I never got around to it. Here's a fancy nails place. Usually they can't understand English.
Nofa, how can I help you?
Oh, hey, this is Sensei Doug over at the karate place. You know, the martial arts. Hey, what? Why would she just hang up on me? I don't think I've called a shopping center before.
Hi, dude. How can I help you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, because you hung up on me. I'm calling from the martial arts place here in the shopping center.
I think you have a wrong number.
I have a wrong number?
Yes.
I'm calling the nails place.
But what do you need to do?
I want to call up and yell at you for looking at me. Yeah, I forget this one. That's pretty common at shopping center nails places. Not to sound racist or anything, but they rarely speak any English. But it looks like we have some kind of a liquor store, maybe. Those guys are always fun.
Green.
Hey, this is Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place.
Yep.
And I was wondering if you could stop fucking looking at me every time I walk by like that.
When?
All the time. You're always in there just looking at me. You need to stop it, sir.
Is it your martial arts place?
Yeah, but the martial arts place. This is Sensei Doug. And you're
I'm so sorry. I haven't looked at you.
Oh, yes, you have. You look at me all the time when I go in. When I go by your store, and you're always just...
not my. I'm not like looked at you. Like I'm so sorry.
Oh no, I think you're looking at me, and you're always giving me snake eyes, and you're mouthing words at me like. You're threatening me.
I'm so sorry. I'm not like in. I'm not looked at you.
Oh yes,
I'm
you
so
did.
Sorry if you feel like that.
Yeah, you looked at me all the time. Every time I walk by there, you're always looking at me. Can you please?
I'm so sorry.
Can you stop looking at me like that?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Oh, can I get some free kratom just to make it up to me?
Free kratom?
Yeah, give me some free kratom.
I don't have free samples, kratom.
Oh, I know. Just give me some, because, you know, you're always looking at me in there. You're always looking
because
at me.
Because I'm not the owner to give you. And one more thing, I haven't looked at you like that.
Well, you're...
I'm really so sorry.
Why are you always winking your butthole at me?
Sorry?
You're always winking your butthole at me.
No.
Uh-huh. No, last time I walked by, you were in there, and you were winking your butthole at me.
Waking at Basil?
Yeah, winking your butthole.
No.
Winking your butthole.
No. I'm so sorry, man. I'm in the store all the time. I'm not even though come outside, too.
Okay. Can I get free beer or free tobacco?
Sorry, man. I'm not the owner. So if I don't have access to give any free items to anyone.
Okay. Can you get mad at me and yell at me for accusing you?
No.
Please?
No.
Why? Why? People are supposed to be angry. This is weird. Here's a Bitcoin ATM coin hub. Is that inside the tobacco shop? No. I don't know. It has a phone number, though. I want to call the phone number and see what happens. I'm looking on their sidewalk. I don't see a Bitcoin machine. I guess they wouldn't put it outside. I doubt those things are waterproof. I've seen a Bitcoin ATM. Those things look like they're made out of cardboard.
Thank you for calling CoinHub Bitcoin ATMs. Please listen carefully to the following options. Text this number to speak with the live support agent. To find a Bitcoin ATM near you, visit CoinHubATM.com and enter your zip code on our map. You can also view a step-by-step guide on how to use the ATMs. If you need a receipt for a transaction you made, text this
number. Notice there's no warning on there. They're not saying, is your bank asking you to withdraw all your money and convert it to Bitcoin? Don't fall for that scam. Nope, they don't do that because that's how they stay in business. Freaking Bitcoin. I wonder if it's inside this place. It's a steak sandwich place.
Philadelphia, new place old.
Hey, do you have a Bitcoin ATM there?
We do not. The okay. Game Haven does, though.
Okay. Hey, I'm always walking by there. This is Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place.
Okay.
And you're always in there just looking at me. What's your problem?
I don't have a problem.
Well, then why would you be looking at me like that?
I was unaware I would be looking at you like that. Okay.
Well, it's like every time, and I think you're in there just making fun of my uniform. Because maybe you're just jealous of my black belt or whatever. I don't know what it is. But you need
Well, I got customers, so I gotta go.
Okay, why do you have time to look at me all the time, then, if you have customers? Okay, who did he say? I don't even remember who he said has the Bitcoin machine. Who was it, sir?
We do not. The Game Haven does, though.
Oh, Game Haven. That's like on the other side of where it says it is. Like, way, this is a big shopping center. And this is all the way on the other side. I'm going to go ahead and call up this place right now. This Game Haven place. I want to talk to somebody about their Bitcoin ATM.
Game Haven, how can I help you?
Hey, this is Steve Dave. I'm with your Bitcoin ATM, the Bitcoin mm-hmm. Hut. And we've been watching you on there. You know, we've got cameras to point out and, you know, just make sure everything's on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to stop coming over there and punching in those hacking codes because they're not going to work. You're not going to get free money.
Do you know who's doing it?
I think it's you. It's the girl in the store, the one that's on the phone right now. I'm watching you. Wave at me. Say hello. Hi.
Dude, I literally don't touch the Bitcoin machine.
I know,
like, at all.
I saw you on your phone and I think you were probably looking up Bitcoin hacking codes and then you keep coming over here and typing in weird shit. And, like, you're typing in hacking codes from, like, years ago. They don't work anymore. So stop trying to steal, okay? We know it's...
Really confused.
Oh, we know it's you. You don't have to deny it. You know, I'm not like the cops or anything. I can't arrest you. I'm just asking you to please stop trying to hack our ATM.
I literally don't touch that machine. Like, I don't even know how to use...
Except
Bitcoin.
Except when you're trying to hack it.
Is this Ray?
No, it's not Ray. But ma'am.
Who is this? Sorry?
Oh, I'm with the Bitcoin Hut. We manage the Bitcoin machines in this area. Okay, ma'am.
Is this like a friend of Nick?
Ma'am. Okay, listen, I'll come clean with you. I'm a scammer, and I've got a lady getting ready to come into your store. And she's going to put in a bunch of cash and convert it all to Bitcoin. Can you just leave her alone? Don't try to help her. Just keep your distance, okay?
What?
I'm doing this sextortion scam on this lady. And she's going to come into your store soon. I got some...
On who?
This lady. I got some naked pictures of her because I hacked her laptop when she was staying at a hotel. So she's coming in soon with a bunch of cash.
Why would you call this store? How do you know we even have a Bitcoin machine here?
Because I keep track of all this stuff because I'm a scammer. And I just don't want you to try and help her, okay? She might look like really distressed and stuff. We've got her on the other line on the phone right now. And she's driving to your store.
And then why would you try to tell me that you think I'm hacking it?
I was just trying to break...
Like, make me afraid to walk away from it?
No, I was just trying to break the ice and joke around with you.
No, but, who the fuck is it?
I'm sorry.
Your voice sounds familiar. Listen, who is this?
Ma'am, just leave her alone. Let her deposit all her money, and that way I'll get all of her bitcoins.
No, who is this?
She's coming in with like $14,000. Okay.
What's your name?
My
Don't
name.
Don't break the ice. Tell me your name.
My name is Sensei Doug. And we've been watching you through the camera on that Bitcoin machine.
But I'm not even in front of it.
I know, but like when we can see you, you know, you don't have to be in front. The cameras point both ways.
No, like I'm literally not even in line of sight of it, like most of the day.
I don't know about that. I can see,
yeah.
I can see you on the phone.
What color is my hair?
It's a black and white security camera. So nice try.
That is such a lie.
But listen, just don't.
That is
don't,
such a lie.
Don't help this lady, okay? She's just doing...
You sound like you're spiraling. I feel like you wouldn't be doing that if you were actually serious right now.
You feel like I would... I what?
Like you wouldn't be smiling if you were stealing.
Oh, I'm...
You sound like
I'm
you're joking.
Look, I'm going to be making $14,000 soon, so I'm all smiles, let me tell you.
That's not even a lot. That's such a bad scam.
What, $14,000 in a... Do you make $14,000 in a day?
I could if I was scamming people. Probably
yeah.
make that a lot more.
Oh, I doubt it. No, it's harder than you think. And I got
yeah, you sound like someone. Ray, this guy sounds like you. On the phone.
Let me hear Ray.
Yeah. Pick up the phone. No, it's in your room. Yeah, I bet you could see who walked by right now if you're truly looking at the camera.
Was that Ray?
No, yeah, but you'd be able to see like what he's wearing.
Fucking Ray.
You sound so familiar, dude. Who are you?
I'm real tired of Ray's shit. Is he going to get on the phone? I want to hear this guy that supposedly sounds like me.
I don't know, but like you sound familiar.
I'm going to be like, hey, Ray, do you make $14,000 in a day? I do.
Ray, who is this guy?
Ray, are you on the phone? Don't be a pussy. Talk.
Yeah, you are someone I know.
No, I'm not. I'm a scammer.
Not in there. Who does that sound like?
Have you ever been sextorted?
You know, it does sound like Zeus.
No, it doesn't sound like Zeus. Oh. It kind of sounds like Ammon a little.
Tell him that you think it's you. I think it's Ray from the future.
What? Ray from the future?
Yeah.
Your voice sounds so familiar, dude.
It's because I sound like Ray, stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, the lady is going to be turning the corner soon. She's almost there, so mm-hmm. please just leave her alone. Let her do her thing, okay?
What does she look like, you know?
Yeah, but she might be standing there for a little while. She's in her 40s, because she's never used a Bitcoin machine before, so she'll have to figure it out. We're going to walk her through it over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and then we will probably release her nudes anyway. Because fuck it, right?
This is a really weird prank.
What's she going to do?
This is so weird.
Okay, I'll come clean with you, ma'am. This is Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place. You know, like next door.
Okay. Yeah, I knew it had to be someone who knew our store.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I you know how I walk by there on my way to work?
I guess. I don't know.
Well, I think it's Ray. He's always in there fucking looking at me. And I'm tired of it. You know, I'm just trying to walk to work. And he's in there, like, just give me the eye, you know?
If it's really you, come out and say hi.
Oh, I'm on the phone right now, and I'm busy, and I'm, you know, my class is going to start soon.
What the heck?
What?
This is the weirdest phone call we've ever gotten.
Okay, well, you know, maybe you should stop looking at me like that every time I walk by and talking shit.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Are you making fun of my uniform? Because I'm a sensei. I have a black belt.
What uniform?
My
I've literally never seen somebody walk by in, like, karate garb.
Oh, I do all the time. But it's not you looking at me. It's mostly, I think, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm real sick of Ray shit.
I will tell him that. What's your name from the next door?
Sensei Doug.
Sensei Doug?
Yeah. And tell him that even though I'm a black belt, I'm not going to kick his ass because that's not what we do.
Okay.
We're just take, you know, we're karate people for defense only.
Okay. I will tell him.
Okay. And, yeah, that lady's almost there. So, yeah, just leave her alone. Let her do her thing.
Sure.
Okay? Oh, she's coming. You're going to be surprised when she shows up, aren't you?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for talking to me. I love you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. All right, that was pretty confusing. I think I'm even confused on that one. Oh, I think that's a different Bitcoin than the one that I saw before, because there's one on this corner of the shopping center, too, and they have different company names on each one. So I think that Kratom place that I called, I think it's their Bitcoin machine. Let me call that place back. I know he'll probably remember me, and this is stupid and pointless, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Hello.
Hello, this is Greg from the Bitcoin Hut. We run your Bitcoin machine in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your Bitcoin machine. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. We've been monitoring you through the camera on the Bitcoin machine. Mm-hmm. And what's your problem? Why you keep, you know, looking at us like that?
What happened?
Well, you're always just looking over here at the Bitcoin machine, and we're watching you from the camera on it.
I'm not a nearby Bitcoin ATM.
The camera can see you, though, so you need to just stop looking at us like that. Stop giving us the side eyes.
Earlier, you said you're from martial arts, right?
Oh, no, I'm from the Bitcoin Hut.
No, I'm seeing your number again and again, like a couple of three or four times.
No, somebody's been calling as us and pretending to be us. That wasn't me before.
Look, no, I'm not looking at you. I'm not looking at your mission or anything. It's not my mission or our mission. Like, it's from CoinHub Bitcoin ATM, okay?
Okay, but look, you just stop looking at that camera. Stop looking at us.
I'm not looking at that camera, okay?
You're always looking at us.
No.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, man.
Uh-huh. You knock it off, sir. Hey, can I get some free Kratom?
No, sir.
All right. I love you. Bye. I completely forgot that guy was boring and didn't respond to much and actually sounds pretty nervous about the whole thing. So whatever. That was boring. Should have called him from a different number, I guess. Here's a hobby shop. It's kind of close to where the martial arts place is. And I think it's got to be an independent hobby shop. One of those stupid ones that has trains and stuff. And track car racing.
Thanks for calling Hobbies. This is Jason speaking. May I help you?
Hey, Jason. This is Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. You know your ceiling tiles up there?
Uh-huh.
We're up in the ceiling right now, me and my class.
Okay.
We're just sneaking around doing ninja stuff.
Okay.
And you're not, like, one of my students pulled the ceiling tile up. I was looking down there. I just wanted to make sure we weren't frightening anybody or like nobody saw.
No. Well, we didn't notice it, so.
Oh, yeah. He picked up a ceiling tile. I was looking down there. And sometimes when you take the ceiling tiles out, it puts a bunch of dust all over the floor. So I'm sorry if you made a mess.
It's okay. No, we're good.
We're trying to...
I didn't see anybody, so.
Okay. We're just trying to crawl across quietly, and we're going to go by above the laundromat.
Okay. So. You be good, my friend, okay? Stay safe.
Oh, I will.
Bye.
Don't tell me how to do my job, sir. I'm a fucking sensei over here.
So, okay. You be good, okay?
Don't tell me what to do. All right, bye.
Bye.
Guy thinks he's in charge or something. And that didn't go well. I thought that'd be more fun. They're supposed to get mad when we get up in their ceiling. Well, crap. It looks like I'm done with this shopping center because nobody else is picking up. But I think I want to make one last call. I've got a silly idea, everybody. I'm going to call Game Haven back, and I found another Game Haven, and I've set that up as my caller ID so they think I am with the company, and I'm going to see if I can get a recap of what happened from Game Haven. I think this will work.
What's up, Bountiful?
Oh, hi there. This is Carol from the corporate office with Game Haven.
What?
This is Carol from the corporate office with Game Haven.
Okay.
We got a weird report here just a minute ago that somebody was messing with your Bitcoin ATM. I didn't really understand the complaint.
Okay, Game Haven doesn't have a corporate office.
Ma'am, you need to just put Ray on the phone.
What spoofing shit is this?
What are you talking about? What spoofing shit? You really saying the shit word to the corporate office?
This is a voice changer.
What?
I don't even know what a voice changer is.
Oh! Oh my gosh, that was so freaky!
What are you talking
about? Oh my god, that scared me!
What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh!
What?
That was so scary!
I didn't do anything scary. What are you talking? This is the corporate. This is Carol.
Can you do that again? That was like weird sounding.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Are you on drugs, ma'am?
Did you like clear your voice? It got really deep.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. You need to put someone on the phone who's not on drugs.
I've got my manager here with me.
Okay.
Yeah, here, manager.
Hey, this is Chase, the manager of Game Haven. What's up?
Hey, Chase, why don't you go fuck yourself?
I knew it was Nick. It has to be.
Oh, crap. They know who I am. They know who I am.
That was so scary.
Oh, she hung up on me. Okay, I didn't get my recap like I was wanting. She's too smart for me. And I think I called a game place that they knew because she said somebody's name when she picked up, like she knew them. Darn it. I thought it was far away from her. But whatever. Let's move on to another shopping center. You know, I should do an entire show of just Bitcoin machine prank calls because they're pretty easy to look up on maps. Or there's a convenience store chain here in town or here in Oregon. Seems like it's in all the cities. They all have Bitcoin ATMs inside their stores. So I could just call all of them. Maybe I can get them to break the Bitcoin machines so people stop getting scammed. That'd be so heroic. Ooh, another nail salon. These always work out.
Hello?
Hello? Hey, look at that. I got hung up on again. For no reason. I said hello. She just hangs up on me.
Leave. Well, this is Kelly. How can I help you?
Hey, Kelly. This is Sensei Doug at the karate place.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, every time I walk by there, you're always in there giving me snake eyes. And, like, you know, just glaring at me. Is there any way you could stop that?
Oh, I apologize. I did not realize I was doing that. I am very sorry about that.
Okay, well, no, you're doing it every day. And, like, you've been doing it forever. Like, whenever I'm just walking to work.
So this is only the third day that I've worked here. How long has that been going on?
Sounds very suspicious. I don't know. It's been quite a while. But,
okay.
Can you let the other people there know to stop giving me snake eyes when I walk by? Because it's very unsettling, and I'm just trying to go.
Okay.
Work.
No. Definitely. I am so sorry that we've been doing that. I didn't realize that we had. I will definitely talk to everybody else that works here, though.
Are they there right now?
No, they're not. I am the only one in the store.
I don't know. Like they've been giving me snake eyes. A couple of them are winking their butthole at me as I walked by.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little odd.
I
do apologize. That's been going on. But I will let them know to not do that.
Okay, because, you know, I'm a karate person.
Okay,
you're supposed to respect karate people.
Okay, like, well, I will let them know to not give you snake eyes or, I guess, do the other thing either. So
what other thing? Like not give me respect?
Oh, I'm not going to repeat what you said back, but
winking,
over the phone at least.
Winking their butthole at me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's very professional for me to say that.
Think how I feel.
I will pass the message on to my coworkers to do that.
Just think how I feel, because I'm walking by and I just have to look at it.
Okay. Apologize that's happening, but all I can do is pass the message along and hopefully that doesn't happen anymore.
Okay. It's very unprofessional of you guys.
Okay, well, I apologize for that, but there's really, I know that I haven't been really doing that myself because I greet everybody with kindness and treat everybody the same way.
Okay, your music's really loud over there. Can you turn it down? I can hear it through the wall.
Sure.
Or could you just switch it over to metal or something?
No, I'm not going to switch it over to metal.
Why not?
That's not really the atmosphere I'm trying to
That's our atmosphere. We listen to metal and we teach kids how to kick ass.
Okay, well, that's totally fine, but I'm just going to, where every store is going to have a different atmosphere. I understand you might play metal over there, but I don't feel like it's the right atmosphere to play metal here.
Well, I don't know. You probably don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, okay. I'll let you go then.
All right.
Have a nice day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Darn her for being nice.
Thank you for calling Domino's. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Sensei Doug from the karate place next door. You know, down the sidewalk a little bit. Hey, ma'am, I think you need to stop giving me snake eyes every time I walk by.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Stop giving me snake eyes. Because I just want to be able to...
Well, if you have a problem, then... Well, if you want to come, you can come talk to me in person. How about that?
Well, how about you just stop giving me snake eyes all the time? Every time
How about you just come talk to me in person? Because I don't know who you are or anything like that. So if you have a problem with me, you can come talk to me.
You're not being very inviting.
Okay.
With those snake eyes. She's obviously the one doing it. Nice attempt at acting, lady. Here's a ATM that looks like it might be inside of a vape store. Ooh, I can see in their windows. Maybe I can see it in there.
Hey, thank you for calling Vape for You. How can I help?
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from the Bitcoin Hut. We manage
for
your,
sure.
You know, you got that Bitcoin machine in there.
Yes, sir.
You need to stop trying to hack the Bitcoin machine because we can see you through the cameras and we can see what you type on there. And we know you're trying old hacking codes that don't even work anymore.
That's definitely not us. It might be one of the customers.
Oh,
but
no,
it's
you.
Not somebody in the shop.
Sounds like it's you because we listen to you all the time while you're in there. And you're the one that's always talking about it. Like, let's figure out how to scam these Bitcoins out of the machine and we'll be rich.
That's definitely not me. It's just me in the shop by myself.
Look here, buddy. You need to cut that out. Real tired of it.
Sounds good, boss. I apologize.
Oh, you're going to call me boss now and be all condescending?
Didn't mean to do that either.
Yeah. You need to knock that off with the Bitcoin hacking attempts because you're not even good at it. You're looking at old websites, apparently, and trying out codes that don't work anymore.
Okay.
You better knock that off.
Sounds good.
You're gonna.
You said your name was what?
You're gonna get arrested. Steve Dave.
Okay. Is there anything else, sir?
No. Just knock that off with those old hacking codes. We just laugh at you.
I have not touched the machine once.
We'll be what?
I'm not involved in Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, so.
Yeah, right. That's why you work at a place with a Bitcoin ATM.
Just because it's here in the shop that I work at doesn't mean I use it.
I'm going to be, like, watching you through those cameras in the Bitcoin machine, and I'm going to be, like, pointing at my eyes and then pointing back at you. Like, you watch out, because we're watching you.
Sounds good, boss. Sorry.
Oh, you're going to call me boss now? Like, be all condescending again? I see how you are. You're starting to sneak in insults, aren't you?
Have a good day, man.
Oh, I won't. I won't have a good day. Don't tell me what to do, motherfucker.
Okay.
Well, that one didn't work out. There's like all these pictures inside the store of customers just trying out their vapes and seeing how much smoke they can create. It's really cool, you guys. It's so cool.
Rebel, hello?
Hey, is this the convenience store?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. I'm calling from the Bitcoin Hut. We take care of your Bitcoin ATM in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been watching you through the camera on there all day, and you keep looking over at me and just giving me looks, and I don't appreciate it. You're acting like you know that I'm watching you.
This is creepy. Goodbye.
What do you mean it's creepy? She's the one being creepy, just looking at me while I'm trying to work. If you haven't noticed, I'm pretty much just trying out Bitcoin places now. I'm searching for Bitcoins instead of karate places. Because why not? Oh, here's another one that I think is in a smoke shop and vape shop and hookah shop. Freaking nerds.
Fake.
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from the Bitcoin Hut. We take care of your Bitcoin ATM in there.
Yeah, what's up, man?
And well, I've just been watching you on the camera all day through the Bitcoin machine. And you keep looking at me over here. You keep, like, staring at the camera. Like, you know that I'm watching you? Like, what's that about?
I don't know what you're tripping on, homie.
I'm not tripping on anything. I work here with the Bitcoin Hut. Like, what are you looking at me like that for? Are you up to something?
I don't know what you're talking about, homie.
What are you up to? Why do you keep looking over here at the camera? Ooh, there's a picture of it on Google Maps. There it is. It's the Bitcoin ATM machine.
Thank you for calling FedEx office. This is Shannon. How can I help you?
Hey, Shannon. It's Sensei Doug from the martial arts place behind you.
Hi.
Hi. Ma'am, every time I walk by the front of your store, you guys are always in there just looking at me. Is there any way you could not do that?
Not look at you?
Yeah, well, you're just giving me snake eyes and looking at me and making hand motions. And I don't want to fight anybody there.
I think you might be mistaken because we would not be giving anyone snake eyes and we're not going to fight anyone. So
yeah, I don't want to fight anyone either because I'd win. I'm a black belt I'm a sensei.
And then that means that you cannot hit anyone because that's against the rules if you're a black belt and a sensei.
I wouldn't do that. But you guys are trying to start shit with me all the time and give me snake eyes.
No one's trying to start anything, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do.
We're mostly all women that work here, so I'm not sure why we would be giving you snake eyes.
I don't understand it either, but I'm just trying to walk to work. And every time I walk to work, you guys are in there just looking at me and giving me snake eyes. And one of the girls there, she winked her butthole at me once. And I'm just,
okay,
I shouldn't
well,
have to
I gotta
see that.
Go now.
I shouldn't have to look at that. I'm just going to work.
Hello?
Hello? Is this not the salon? I thought I called the salon. I'm so sorry. I must have misdialed. I was trying to call the salon.
This is the salon.
Oh, you just said hello.
Oh, yeah.
This is,
How can I help you?
Well, this is Sensei Doug from the martial arts place. You know, just a couple doors down.
Uh-huh.
And how come every time I walk by, you're always in there just looking at me?
Uh-huh.
You're always just in there looking at me. When I walk by, I'm on my way to work, and you're just in there looking at me. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't even know who you are. Are you being serious?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm the one. I always wear a martial arts uniform with a black belt. Because I'm a sensei.
I can't tell if you're joking, but I'm starting to get angry.
I wouldn't joke. I'm a sensei, ma'am. And I should be the one that's angry, you douche canoe. Because I'm always just walking by and you're just looking at me. Like you have a problem.
I have never saw someone dressing like a karate
Yes, you have, because you're always in there looking at me when I walk by and give me those snake eyes and trying to act like you want to fight. And I don't want to fight you.
Hey, please never call me to this number again, okay?
Well, you need to stop looking at me. Man, she promised me anger, and that's all she gave me. She said she was starting to get angry, and then she barely even did. Oh, look at this. I got a voicemail from the area I've been pranking.
Yeah, hi. This is West.
Oh, no.
Calling you back.
This is the landlord that I called, and I pretended I was that barber.
In regards to a basement that you've uncovered in our building that we have out there off of Southeast. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. If you want to give me a call back, West 802.
Whose name is West?
8162. I tried that 935 number, and it was not successful, so I'm calling back on this one.
Oh, no.
And then I can try, I guess, your main store number. anyways, we didn't know there was a basement in that building, so I want to make sure we do everything appropriately.
I guess he's okay with the digging. Okay, that was a voicemail. It looks like that was left a while ago. And I don't know why he was trying two different numbers. Maybe I made up a number or gave him the wrong one. I don't know. But that's what that barber gets for calling my feelings little, saying he's sorry about my little feelings. Take that, barber man. And you know what? As long as we're playing voicemails now, I have a few others here that I don't even remember what they are. Like, there's this one.
Hey, who's this? This is Gary calling you. I have a message on my voicemail. It says, hi, I'm your neighbor. Uh-huh. I don't know who you are. Oh. So call me back. 58616. All right, bye-bye.
Okay. That was from 6 days ago. Here's another one from 6 days ago, but a different area code.
Who is this, anyway? If you can't answer it, don't call it.
If you, what? If you can't answer it, don't call it. Isn't that what you just did? Wait, no. I don't know. How dare he say that to me?
This is your internet provider.
All right, that's all for that one. That was apparently my internet provider. That sounds like that's probably what I said to him, and he's just repeating me.
Hi, this is Yvette. I'm just calling you back. Hope everything's okay. I'm not sure who this is, but my neighbor, I'm not sure which neighbor, but call me back.
I guess I left a lot of messages for people telling them I was their neighbor, but it looks like that was the last one. And I thought there was an angry one in there, but that's it. I don't see any others in here. And also, I cannot get anyone else to pick up, so I am declaring the show officially over. I mean, almost. We got to play some real voicemails first.
Hey, maybe there is astronauts, maybe there is aliens.
Maybe.
I don't know, but I haven't been here in a long time, and I'm happy to be back. And the June 6th show I'm halfway into, I had to pause and come and say hello again. It's Phil, and I'm happy to hear you introduced Philip on the show.
Yay.
So,
what the hell are you talking about?
You are a relentless character, sir.
Oh, you are.
Have a good day.
Don't call me relentless, motherfucker.
Haha, I know what's funny in that. Cats is code word for pussy. Cats is code word for pussy. You have too much pussy going on over there in your trailer.
What are you talking about?
You must be running a whorehouse.
Oh.
Yeah. Accuse them of being madams and pimps.
Okay. I'll do that, Corbin guy. Thank you for that voicemail, you freaking weirdo.
Hey, Brad. It's Goobs from 618.
Hey.
Just wanted to call in and wish you a happy birthday. And hey, you should do more calls where you dig tunnels underground. Those are the best.
All right.
Anyway, bye.
I'm going to do that.
Brad.
I mean, hi.
Oi, Brad. I was thinking of a good idea for apartment calls.
Okay.
And the idea I had in mind was to say that you're selling octopus in your apartments. And I think the name of it, I think it's called Sanaji or something, the name of the octopus. Or that's, people used to eat this, but it's a bit dangerous to Sanaji because sometimes you can get it stuck in your throat and it makes you choke.
You wouldn't want that.
But anyway, that's how I think the UK banned the Sanaji.
Mm, okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, it's me, Jessica. I'm calling from the 503, Oregon.
Hi.
I found your podcast.
Wow, way over there. That's crazy.
Snowplow Show, which I love, on Reddit. I was looking for a prank call podcast. Found yours. It's great. Anyways, I'm a dog groomer, and I recently found a prank. You were calling the grooming salon at Petco. You had them put the phone up to the dog's ear, and it was hilarious. Made me laugh.
Yay.
Anyways, you're doing great. You make me laugh all day while I'm working. Bye! Love you!
All right, thank you for that one. Welcome to the community.
Hey, Brad. It's Teen Wolf Jesus.
Hey.
I just listened to the latest Hobo Sode, More Tenants from Hell stuff. Absolutely phenomenal. There's a lot of really good spots in that.
Thank you.
Really couldn't hear those kind of calls again. You know what I miss? Back in the beginning of the tenants calls, like 2013 era, 2014, how when you'd get an apartment manager on the phone and you would infer that you're allowed to make those changes because, like, it's your place, like, you own it. And just how bad those fucking people freak out. Property managers meet some of the worst people on the planet. So, anyway,
great show.
The last Hobo Sode, private investigations, like, all that stuff's great. Keep it up. Thanks for everything, Brad. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Teen Wolf Jesus.
Hey, Braddy Pooh. It's Brown Teresa. I was just calling because, you know, my favorite thing is, it's when people ask you, are you okay? Are you all right?
Yeah,
they interrupt you and they say that because you're saying something so off the wall that they want to make sure that you're okay.
Oh, I thought you meant real life. People are always doing that to me in real life, too.
So, yeah, make people do that more, Brad, because it's one of my faves.
Okay.
All right, bye. Love ya.
Right.
Stay back.
Are you okay, Teresa? You don't seem okay.
Hey, Brad. It's Simpson.
Hey.
You know, I was watching the news recently, and I heard that you're, like, I don't know, they're saying that the PLA is going to try to invade Taiwan from China?
Yeah,
I'm just really confused. But not sure if it's the best idea, Brad. I mean, we don't really even have that many people in the PLA.
But, you know, YOLO.
Do that. I mean, it would be really cool to have our own country, though. But, like, maybe we should just start
What's wrong with your phone?
Like, or New Mexico or something. There's only, like, 100 people there to, you know, take over. I think we could maybe do that. But Taiwan, it's kind of, I don't know.
Well, look, don't tell me what to do.
Might be kind of difficult to take over the whole country.
Yeah, but we'll see.
Just some helpful advice, Brad. All right.
Talk
all
to right, you. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Marcus Hubling from the most dangerous city in the world,
Hello.
St. Louis, Missouri. And I just wanted to ask, what do you feel about old sitcoms like King of Queens and like Everybody Loves Raymond you know, all the old sitcoms? And
you're naming the wrong sitcoms. I never watched that stuff.
Just wondered if you enjoy them, or are they just like kind of overrated now, or like had bad humor back in the day, or, you know,
laugh tracks?
Because I think they're great, but, you know, all right.
I don't even know what King of Queens is. I never watched it. I just know that Paul Blart was in that one. Everybody Loves Raymond. That looks stupid as hell. Never gave it a chance, but it was always playing at my parents' house back in the day. I guess they liked that one. Let's see. King of Queens was 1998 to 2007. What was I watching then? I don't know. I was watching Sliders back then, 1998. Star Trek Voyager. I'm more into the sci-fi stuff than sitcoms with laugh tracks in them. Oh yeah, My Name is Earl. I watched that back then. I love that entire show. That was a great show. Journeyman. Anyone ever see Journeyman? I think that got canceled because of a writer's strike. I'm just trying to remember what I watched back then. I don't know. That was a long time ago. And I'm sorry if I insulted your shows. They're just not my type of thing. Oh yeah, I was watching Lost back then, maybe. I'm going to end the voicemails there. I know it's a little bit early compared to how many I usually play, but it's almost 1 in the morning right now. I really want to get this edited and posted tonight. So fuck the voicemails. Let's make them short on this episode. I know you all be very disappointed. I'm very sorry. Thank you to everybody that supports the show on Patreon and Apple and Spotify and everywhere else. I appreciate all of you, but especially Mr. Lonely Goat, ASE Presents. By the way, he's out of jail now, and I'm going to leave his GoFundMe link in the show notes if anyone wants to read about what's been going on with him and donate to his legal fund. Chaz, the Tandem Stacker, Holden MJ, and Pranker Governor. Those are a few of the really nice people that support the show on Patreon. I'm ending today's show with a song that Casey Deeply sent to me. It's called Fornicating Under Carnal Karate by Secret Clubhouse. And I listened to a bunch of Secret Clubhouse and I really like this band, even though they seem like they have some issues they need to work through. But here's a song about karate. I basically did today's show with all the Sensei Doug stuff just so I could play this song. Here's some Secret Clubhouse, which you can find on Spotify and Bandcamp.
My karate teacher touched me when I was a kid. He showed me all the power that he held in his fist. His bone, a sneak attack, put me down on the mat. His gi was white and flowing, but his belt was big and black. I love my karate teacher! Secret technique, I can do a move to make
XL 538. Return to base.